and welcome to iMake, a podcast celebrating all things handmade. This is episode one, A Podcast Is Born. As this is my first podcast, I'd like to say a huge thank you for tuning in. This, of course, assumes that I have at least one listener, so thank you. In today's show, we'll be talking about me as a starting point. Whilst this does feel a little self-indulgent, I figured that as your host, it would be rude of me not to introduce myself. So a little bit of background on me, and also my plans for this podcast series. We will then move on to what I imagine will be the main sections of the regular show. So these will be my recent creative exploits, what I've made or tried to make and how. There'd then be a main podcast topic, but today for episode one, as I'm spending quite a bit of time telling you about myself and my podcast master plan, I think we'll give that a miss. We'll pay a brief visit to the weird and wonderful world of Guernsey, the home of iMake, and then I'll wrap things up. So sit back, relax, grab your current crafty work in progress and a gin and tonic or a cup of tea, depending on the time of day, of course, and chill out with me for a while. Okay, so let's get started. So, me, well, if you want to find out a bit more, you can check out my website, which is www.imake.gg. My website contains a link to my blog and also all of the podcast episodes. The blog has all the show notes on it, so it's worth checking that out. There is a page on the website called Podcast and Blog, so you can access it through there. Or on my homepage, there is a little W icon at the very bottom, a black and white W, and that links directly to my WordPress blog. So please check it out. In a nutshell, I've been making stuff for about as long as I can remember. I'll give you a quick run through of some of the crafts I indulge in. There are probably loads more, but these are all I can think of for now. I suppose my first craft is knitting. I can remember my gran teaching me to knit when I was about six, and I'm proud to say my mum still has the first thing I knitted. It was a rather special yellow and brown scarf in surprisingly neat garter stitch, embellished with fake pearls. It was a very classy item, as you can imagine. I've recently started to crochet. Embarrassingly, it took me about 3 years to suss out crochet. I think I had some strange knitter's stubbornness about it. There appears to be a bit of a misconception that knitters cannot possibly crochet and vice versa. However, it turns out that this is utter nonsense, and I'm really enjoying the crochet. I've been making granny squares and amigurumi, these sort of little Japanese toys, which are very quick and easy to make. I also make jewellery. I enjoy beading and hand stamping silver, and I dabble in a bit of scrapbooking and card making. I'm very, very excited to be attending a Scrap-A-Go-Go event in Jersey next month, which will include lots and lots of scrapbooking workshops. Isn't that a great name, Scrap-A-Go-Go? You should really check them out on the internet if you get a chance, well, particularly if you're interested in paper crafts of any description, because their products are beautiful. I'll post a link to their website on the show notes. I'll make sure that I do a podcast shortly after the event so I can tell you all about it. I like to draw when I can find some time. I recently taught myself how to draw manga-style cartoons. If you join the iMake page on Facebook, you can actually access a few photos of my manga scribblings. There's also sewing. I own a sewing machine and I can just about work it, but I've never really attempted anything more challenging than a simple tote bag. And even then, that wasn't particularly good. So that's a skill that I'm going to be working on. Finally, I like to make monsters out of socks. Well, who doesn't, I figure. I'm sure there's many, many more crafts that I indulge in, but at the moment, those are the ones that I can think of. The iMake brand was created by me a couple of years ago for the sole purpose of offering workshops to the people of Guernsey, so I wanted to teach my craft skills to other people. The concept developed, and whilst I still do run the workshops and offer one-on-one tuition, my focus has shifted now more to actually making things to sell in my folksy shop, as well as blogging. I really enjoy blogging and running a local Stitch and Bitch event, and now podcasting, which I'm very excited about. What else? Well, I'm based in Guernsey in the Channel Islands. I imagine Guernsey will feature a little bit in this podcast, as it's a rather special place to live with many bizarre quirks and traditions. I enjoy good company, particularly in combination with good food and wine, and I've been known to get on the stage and dabble in a little singing and acting. Okay, I love musicals, but please don't hold that against me. I promise no singing in this podcast. Also, another little secret to share with you, I really love watching Diagnosis Murder on the Hallmark Channel. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Classic Dick Van Dyke. Well, hopefully that's enough of an introduction at this stage. I'm sure you'll find out much more as the podcast develops. So moving on to the topic of the podcast itself, I suppose the first question to ask really is why? Why have I decided to create a podcast? And the answer is really simple. I was very inspired by a lot of the podcasts that I listened to. Quite honestly, I only really listened to knitting podcasts, as there appear to be some really, really good knitting podcasts out there. My very favourites include Electric Sheep. I think that's absolutely fantastic. I really enjoy that podcast. Yarngasm's very good, quite a new podcast there. I like Sticks and String, Cast On, all really terrific podcasts. But I felt that whilst I am a knitter through and through, I also really love lots of other crafts, and I felt that perhaps there was a need for a more general podcast that sort of channeled the enthusiasm of the knitting podcasts, yet covered a slightly wider selection of crafts. And so, as a result, I thought I'd give it a go myself, so hopefully it goes okay. The plan of action for the podcast at this stage is for it to be released monthly. This could change, of course, but at the moment, monthly seems to suit. As you will have detected, I love all things handmade, so this will be the main focus of the podcast. It might be things that I'm making at the moment, or beautiful handmade items that I've spotted on Etsy or Folksy. I plan to share lots of resources with you. Good websites, podcasts, books, that sort of thing. Anything interesting that's around and about at the moment. And perhaps I'll offer up a few reviews of maybe books or websites. It depends very much on what people want. As I run a local Stitch and Bitch, you may pick up a little gossip and chatter from that too. So in general terms, we'll cover knitting, crochet, sewing, paper crafts, jewellery making, and much, much more. At first, there might be a little more knitting than other crafts, as that's what I do most. But if you're not a knitter, please stick with me, as this is very much intended to be a general craft podcast. Just while I get started off, I thought it would be better to stick with what I know. There is, of course, a strong likelihood that we will veer off topic from time to time and talk about all sorts of things, so please stay tuned. Every episode is going to be different. Whatever happens, the plan is for the podcast to be fun, informative, and I hope interactive. It would be really great to hear from any listeners out there. Any important information I mention on the podcast will be posted as show notes on my blog, which, as I mentioned earlier, can be accessed through www.imake.gg. So shall we get started then? We'll start with my recent creative exploits. I've just returned from a wonderful holiday in France where I stayed in a treehouse, no less. I'll make sure I post a link to the treehouse website so you can have a look. It was wonderful. There was very little to do in the tiny town that we stayed in, so it was the perfect opportunity to indulge in some craft. My first project, which I managed to get halfway through, was knitting Erica Knight's classic cashmere sweater from her beautiful book, Simple Knits for Cherished Babies. I'll post a link to the pattern on Ravelry on the show notes, and you can also get the book through Amazon. I'm knitting the jumper in Sirdar baby bamboo rather than cashmere, which is a really nice yarn. It's extremely good value for money. It costs about £3 for 50 grams, and that gives you 104 yards. It's 80% bamboo-sourced viscose and 20% wool, so it's nice and soft, and most importantly for baby items, it's machine washable. Now, I must confess to being a little bit of a yarn snob and would normally prefer to work in 100% natural yarns, but for baby items that's not always the best idea, so I found this yarn to be really nice to work with. I don't know if bamboo-sourced viscose actually has any bamboo in it whatsoever, but it's soft and it comes in a really funky range of bright colours rather than your typical baby white, yellow, blue and so on. So it's recommended, and it also crochets well, which is great. Anyway, back to the pattern. It's knitting up really well, although it is quite large, but that's probably because the pattern calls for a slightly skinnier yarn than the one I'm using. The arms are quite long, but you do turn back the cuffs as a design feature, so I'm sure it's going to be fine. I've posted some progress pictures on Ravelry if you're interested in checking them out. By the way, for those of you who knit and crochet and aren't familiar with Ravelry, I really recommend you check it out. So log on to www.ravelry.com and look me up under iMake. Basically, Ravelry is a huge knitting and crochet community, and it includes thousands and thousands of free patterns, and some you have to pay for as well. It's got lots of yarns indexed, and basically everything's cross-referenced, so you can friend people like you do on Facebook, and you can have a look at what they're knitting, and you can get pattern recommendations. And say you've chosen a pattern, you can log it on Ravelry and have a look at other people who have knitted that pattern and get their tips on it and so on, and yarn recommendations. You can log your stash, your queue of patterns you want to do, and all sorts. It really is fantastic. One of the best things to happen to knitting and crochet over the past few years, for certain. The other project I started work on while on holiday, as I mentioned earlier, was learning to draw manga cartoons. Now, I know that sounds a little bit random, but it was to try and get me drawing again. I love to draw portraits, but unfortunately they just take so long. I figured that manga would be a really nice idea to get my drawing fix, but not to spend too much time. And it worked. I really enjoyed doing it. I spent time learning the basic body proportions, how to draw the eyes. Manga's all about the eyes. And it was great. I've recommended some manga books on the show notes, and please feel free to check out my Facebook album on the iMake page if you would like to see my first attempts. Now I'm back from holiday, I have one more project I have to undertake, and that is to tidy the craft room. Well, I call it the craft room, but actually it is a guest room. I'm secretly converting it into a craft room by stashing more and more craft stuff in there. I hate to say it, but I think my husband is starting to notice. This tidy-up will, of course, involve stash-busting. My yarn stash isn't too huge at the moment, but it is getting a little bit out of control, so I have joined the Stash Bust Army on Twitter. Just type hashtag Stash Bust Army into Twitter and you'll get a feel for how it all works. Problem is that it's not going too well. I posted my first stash busting project on Facebook, and it was a Stolen Moments wrap, which is a free Ravelry pattern if you want to look it up. This would have used 3 balls of Rowan Cocoon that I already had in my stash, so it was the perfect pattern. However, someone on Facebook spotted it. I say Facebook because even though it's a Twitter thing, I've got all of my social networks linked up. They spotted the pattern, thought it was beautiful, and offered to pay me to knit one for their mum for Christmas. So it was my first paid project, my first commission, which is really great. I was so flattered, of course, that I agreed to do it. However, they wanted it in a different colour. So this has meant that I've had to purchase 3 more balls of Rowan Cocoon in a nice cream colour rather than the grey I had in my stash. And accidentally, I also purchased 2 balls of Noro Silk Garden Sock yarn. So big oops, stash busting not going well. So today, after podcasting, I plan to allocate all of this yarn to projects, as well as my other stash yarn, and get them all on Ravelry ASAP, so at least I know I've got a plan. Watch this space for progress. I think that's it for now for my recent creative exploits. Now on to the main show topic. Well, as I mentioned earlier, there isn't one for this first podcast, as I feel that I've already rambled on for quite some time, and I figured that short and sweet was the best approach for episode 1. However, I have taken the opportunity to brainstorm a little and think about what I might cover in coming episodes. The couple of ideas that I had were to talk about Guernseys, which is the traditional Guernsey fisherman's jumper. There's some really interesting history there, so I could research that a little. I want to talk about handmade gifts. So many times I've made things for people who really didn't quite deserve them, so thinking about that and what to make. Maybe that's one for closer to Christmas. There is my recent crochet adventure, which I mentioned earlier, and perhaps I'd look at putting together a guide to selling your handmade stuff. I did also have the crazy idea to look at learning accents, as in sort of regional accents. This is something I had to do for a play I was in recently. I had to learn a very specific American accent. Whilst I appreciate this isn't all about the handmade, it is creative and it was quite good fun, so I figured that maybe it would be something I could crowbar into the podcast. Hopefully some of these topics tickle your fancy, so to speak. I'm not sure whether I'll cover them all or whether I'll do them soon, but it was just nice to get a few ideas out there. Now moving swiftly on to the next section of the show. So this is the show's local section. Just a few moments dedicated to the lovely home of iMake, which is Guernsey. So, courtesy of Wikipedia, I can tell you that the Bailiwick of Guernsey is a British Crown dependency in the English Channel on the coast of Normandy. Obviously I know this, but I really rather like the way that Wikipedia explained it. As well as the island of Guernsey itself, the Bailiwick also includes Alderney, Herm, Jettu, Breku, Liu, Sark and some other islets. Although the defence of these islands is the responsibility of the United Kingdom, the Bailiwick of Guernsey is not part of the UK, but rather a separate possession of the Crown, comparable to the Isle of Man. Guernsey is also not part of the European Union. The island's divided into 10 parishes. I live in the Vale. And together with the Bailiwick of Jersey, the Bailiwick of Guernsey is included in the grouping known as the Channel Islands. So that's where I live. I'm very proud of the island, and as such, I plan to share with you a tiny bit of it towards the end of each podcast. So today, I'm going to share with you Bean Jar. Guernsey Bean Jar is, as the name suggests, a bean-based casserole. It's been around for centuries, and many islanders ate the dish for breakfast until around the 1920s. It's been said that once the bakers had finished baking their bread for the day, islanders would call in at the bakery, place their bean jars in the hot ovens, they were still hot from the baking, to cook overnight and collect the next day. Whilst the dish may now be a little bit out of fashion, thanks to Marks and Spencer and so on, it is still served every year at the Via Marche, which is a local celebration of all things Guernsey. It's like a festival. And it often runs out before the show is finished. As with many traditional recipes, there are lots of variations, and family recipes are a well-guarded secret, with the tradition being said that no two bean jar recipes are alike. I've posted a link to a recipe on the show notes, so please check it out. It really is a delicious, delicious dish, but it does carry a health warning, and that is, how shall I say this? You'll feel a little windy afterwards. You've been warned. Anyway, I do recommend giving it a go. It freezes well, and the longer you cook it, the better it gets. So, enjoy. Well, you know, I think that's it for now. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoyed my first podcast and that you might consider coming back for more. Please feel free to contact me with any feedback you have. You can get hold of me in a whole host of ways, but the easiest thing to do is to go to www.imake.gg, and at the bottom of the homepage there are a number of social networking icons, so there's Facebook, Twitter, WordPress, and also Ravelry, and if you click on those icons it will take you directly to that website, my page of each website, so that's probably the best thing to do. You can also email me on info@imake.gg. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you next time.